Welcome back. Part two of episode 178 with the brother Max Low.
177.
No gang signs, please. No gang signs.
177.
Oh, no, this guy.
I was giving
up
peace signs.
I thought you was having an arthritic attack or something.
177, by the way.
177, yes. Yeah. Excuse me, because I wrote 178 because original guest for 177 never showed up. Let me make a quick disclaimer.
Was that the one that was supposed to be here before me?
Yeah, that's what I was. These artists, I love y'all. I always want to start with love because.
Absolutely. Here
I'm
we go.
Brother Love. But
here we go. Wait.
I'm not going to name them. But yo, y'all got to stop like flaking on the show, bro. You know, we don't got to invite nobody up.
Yeah,
we can just talk shit about hip hop. There's mad shit I could talk about, bro. We don't got to give y'all a platform to show y'all music and show
That's
y'all
fact,
talent.
Yo. We take
and,
time
you know,
to
spread
actually,
the word.
I actually took time out of my
we research y'all. We know shit about y'all that y'all probably forgot about. And, you know, we prepare a good interview and then y'all just flake. And that's really not cool, man. You know,
it's kind of disrespectful, yo.
I know every artist thinks they Hova or Nas or whatever.
And I get
really,
that. That's dope.
You know,
that's dope.
No, no, no.
We should think that.
No. That's cool. You can annoying, think yo. It, but yeah. you are not. So please, if we invite y'all, be respectful. Show up on y'all schedule.
Even if you are.
And we'll have a great time. Yeah, man.
You should know where you started from.
Even if it was Hova. I should have Hova too.
I don't
I don't want to go into your phone, but
you know what I'm saying?
We're going to get into the top albums of 2023. We got some honorable mentions. We got some songs that were just pretty dope. I got a list that is going to clash with the brother Max Lowe's
Absolutely.
List tremendously.
100%.
He's
yeah.
got a list of 300. I got a list of four and a possible.
Four and a pump. We play spades?
Yeah.
I got four and a pump.
And the brother VS got his list.
Yeah,
so
I got to
get into that, man. Real quick, before we get into these lists and everything, I saw Killer Mike is on your list. Did y'all hear that Andre 3000 verse on Killer Mike's album?
I did.
It was a good verse. It was dope.
Yo, I just heard it for the first time last night.
Yeah. No, I
that
heard it before.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's a dope
bro.
Verse.
Like, yo. For a brother that says he don't want to rap
Yeah,
anymore,
exactly. Like, come on.
Yeah,
man.
That's what killed Damn. Me. That's what killed me because when he said he was coming out with an album, I was like, yes, because I already got
Finally
a prelude
a solo,
to it.
Like, yeah.
I got a prelude to it on the fucking Killer Mike shit. I was like, okay, we ready. Like, let's go. I mean, don't get me wrong. The flu shit, I get it. I understand it 100%. Like,
man,
that's...
Stop being fucking diplomatic.
No. You know why?
Like,
no.
We want to hear you spit.
No.
We do.
Like,
we
come
do.
On.
I do. I actually
it was cool.
do. And I do. And
it was
I,
cool
I,
if I wanted to record
wrong,
a portal
with
my
wrong.
Girl and shit. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I do.
I get it. Like, it's good. I swear to God, I felt like I was watching porn in the 90s. Like, oh, the fuck?
No, I meditate
cool.
to this album.
Nah,
I do some stretching
cool.
and shit.
Like, don't get me wrong. I understand what he was doing. I get it 100%. And I'm not going to knock it because that's what he felt at the time, you know? And I can't hate his art.
Yeah, we
that's his
there,
art.
Anyway. We
you know what I'm saying?
There, like,
and he doesn't give a fuck. You know why?
He's already
it's
fucking...
It's his art. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get what he was doing. I was expecting something else. Like you said, Prelude
yet,
because of the fucking Michael album.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
which we're going to get into. Because
dope, too.
Like, but I you
Mike
know what?
Too. He has some joints on there, man.
No, yeah. that's a really
too.
Dope
Killer
album.
Mike's always been a he's always been barbaric
you know
verses, bro.
What,
I'm not going
like,
to lie.
The album, the way he put the whole album together was like,
yeah, because
it was a dope a project.
You know what? I'll be honest.
It was like a
me.
Gospel thing to me. Yeah.
No,
that's because
I'm all about
I'm
the lie, album.
I'm not a gospel person, so to
it
me,
was,
that's a very down south thing.
Yeah,
like I got to earn some of my people from down south.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't from the south? Like obviously,
yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the only reason. My only like shit that I got to pick from that album. It was still gospel for me, but. Like
but that, yeah,
I've always
the
felt
Mother Joint is great. Like you know what I mean. He got verses on it too. Like
yeah.
I've always felt.
I got a lot of verses.
I've
on
always felt Killer Mike. I always thought he was
yeah,
dope.
Yeah,
he's
always
shit.
Dope to me.
You know what I'm saying? This album to me, it wasn't Killer Mike, and he says that on the album. He's giving you Michael Render.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about this shit because to me, like, you love Wu, right?
Fuck
My
yeah.
favorite Wu member is Ghostface. You know why? Cause he put all of his shit on his on the fucking page, like
pain and everything.
Yeah. Like Prodigy said, I put my lifetime in between these paper lines. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
it's fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, like,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
to me, that's what Killer Mike did on this album.
So Ghost is your favorite out of Wu?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you 100%. Think he's the best out of Wu though?
Technically, no.
Who's the best out of Wu technically?
Technically, Inspector Deck.
Mm.
Inspector Deck
number two to me, but yeah.
And I'll tell you who.
So who's number one? GZA.
Yeah, bro, that motherfucker.
Yes.
scientifical with his rhymes, be like, be on some shit.
You watched the Wu-Tang show, right?
Fuck yeah. I was like, man, I gotta watch this shit. Like, you know what I mean? When I see RZA's fit in a flood, it, I sort of got, I felt like I was in a flood with him. I was like, motherfucker.
You never finished it? I'm still stuck on the Purple Tape album.
Did you see the episode? Yo, it's the best episode. Yeah, Liquid Swords are the two best episodes.
I can't get past it.
What? Why? Did the you finish watching it, though?
The episode.
You finished watching it, but you... Oh, you haven't watched anything after.
Episode. I haven't watched
it. Bro, that was so ill, the concept they did.
I don't know if
shit.
They can top that episode.
Yeah, Liquid Swords is there. Liquid Swords is right there.
The last episode.
I might finish it.
What do you call it? Shaolin fighting and shit.
Yeah.
That shit is just as good as...
It's cool. But to me, the best episode besides the Liquid Sword is the last episode.
Purple Tape is the best. But Purple Tape is hands down the best episode.
Oh, no.
The way he did it.
The whole Biggie shit, the whole
Yeah, when they go see everybody, they killed that shit. I had my son watching that shit with me. He's like, Papi, what's going on? That's why I told you to watch that shit.
No, I saw that episode. I just haven't been able to move on.
You ask my son what his favorite group is, it'd be like Wu-Tang.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, that's good for you.
Shout out to Wu-Tang. They just signed for a residency in Las Vegas, March and April of next year.
Yeah, that means what? That they're constantly playing it?
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Every weekend, yeah. They got a show. Yeah,
they should have been doing this shit, though, Vegas. Come on, B. No.
But that's big.
Well, Vegas is just now opening. Honestly speaking, I think Wu-Tang might be the first hip hop residency in Vegas. I don't recall anyone before.
Never heard of anything but
R and B. They had Usher recently.
True.
They had
Wayne Newton,
Adele. Yeah, they've had. Yeah, no, that right? It's a like joke, but that's the type of artist they have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, Barbara Streisand type.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta understand. But you know what? You know what pisses me off about that shit is because it just hit 50 years, and now they're like, they're trying to bank off that.
Of course,
that's what they're doing.
Of course,
it's not like they give a shit about it. They just want to bank off.
America, and they're taking, one of the most popular hip hop groups of all time, and I see this shit is big right now.
I'm gonna try to hustle it. So I get it.
The thing we have to remember as patrons, as fans, as lovers of the art and the culture, yo, we gotta go see these artists because they're not gonna last forever, bro.
Best show I've ever been to in my life.
Definitely have to go
September something with Sam, with this guy right here. Timeless Truth, Timeless Product. Nas and Wu in Brooklyn at Boston. That was the best show I've ever been to in my life, and I've been to 1,000 shows at least.
Yeah.
At least 1,000 shows. I'm not going to lie. That might sound exaggerated.
No,
I've been to at least 1,000 shows in my life, yo.
Max Lowe
and a lot of underground shit. Like, I just pull up anywhere.
The dirtiest hip-hop
show. Bro, I went to Puerto Rico, and I was there for a show for True Life. When I was in Puerto Rico on vacay back in like 2000 or whatever.
What you talking about,
man? And I went there, and True Life was there. We went to a show over there. I was like, what? I was like, I'm going.
Shout out to True Life. That's Rockefeller.
Another Puerto Rican dude, too.
Oh, word.
But he should have. He could have been way better.
Yeah,
let's just say.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
I don't want to like shit on it because I know, you know, the money and everything. I get it. But when he was down with ghetto inmates and shit like that, that's when his time was.
The jail thing fucked him up, bro.
Yeah, because he came home. But you know what I got pissed off at? Because he was talking the shit about like New York motherfuckers trying to follow the trends of the South. Yeah. But then he comes and signs with Rick Ross or whoever the fuck it was, a young thug. And
well,
he starts
signed
doing
with Rockefeller.
That's when he was dissing Dipset. Yo, that shit had me dying. When he was eating cereal with
more.
I was like, yo, that's gully, though.
That's
you got to give it to him. He was out there like, yo, what's up?
That's nasty, bro.
I give it to him, though. No, it is.
Hey, he
proved his point, though. Fuck that. He was like, man, I'm out.
That's nasty.
Yeah, but we do have to add him to the list. Greatest
Puerto Rican. Yeah, he's a
Puerto
Rican dude, too, man. Word.
Some more honorable. I want to include the Andre 3000 New Blue Sun in my honorable mentions for 2023 albums because I do listen to that album.
Yeah.
Honestly, I listen to it once a day because I listen to it in the mornings when I do my.
You on some Zen shit?
When I do my stretching and my scripting and my little fake workout and all that shit, I got the flute playing. You know what I mean? And it grounds me. You know what I'm saying?
It's more like he
lights a candle or two.
I do.
Shit.
No, I like incense. I like both.
Yeah.
I take my shirt off and start hitting the dumbbells.
I think that's 20%.
Sprays on some fucking oil and shit.
I'd be like, why ain't I skinny yet? It's been one day.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm dying.
What's going on?
I thought I did 50 push-ups and that was enough.
My five
push-ups.
Five strong.
I said
50.
I was...
Wow, don't gas it. No, so definitely I include Andre 3000, New Blue Sun. I got a couple
as an
other
album
ones.
Of the year?
No. These are honorable mentions.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, honorable mentions. I got Tory Lanez Alone at Prom.
Yeah,
it was
that was an
80s themed album.
I did hear it. Yeah.
Like 80s pop synth shit.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of. Yeah, exactly.
We grew up in the 80s. Like, we were kids in the 80s. To me, the best movies, everything were from the 80s.
Hell
best soundtracks from movies from the fucking 80s.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
One of my favorite songs of all time, regardless of genre, is Cruel Summer, bro. I listen to that shit mad often. See, and also,
Cruel Summer, that's from Karate Kid.
Yeah. And I know it.
It's
know
a cruel, it. Cruel yeah. Summer.
Sing it, sing it.
There you go.
One of my favorites is When in the End.
Oh, that's a, that's
that from Team Wolf. Yeah. Team Wolf.
No, oh, Team Wolf.
The best one.
No, my other shit is Pat Benatar. Love is a Battlefield.
Oh, yeah. No, the other one that Pat Benatar had. Invincible.
Yeah, yo, Pat Benatar got a few stars. Yo,
she got jams. She got jams. She definitely got jams.
But if we're talking, yeah.
Hold up. Yes.
Pat Benatar is a she.
That's a woman?
Get out. Not only that, that's an 80s woman. So yeah, she's a real woman.
What? Billie Jean, bro. The Billie Jean movie.
You didn't know that was a woman?
No.
What?
I swear to God.
Are you serious, fam?
I just thought it was like a Romeo Santos with the voice, like
a very light voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, papa, that's a woman.
Yo, salute to you, Pat Benatar.
Yeah,
fuck
she
it.
Had little short hair.
Yeah, wow. She was all right, yo. She was all right.
She had joints in it.
She no, looked, no, 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 no. Like, what I mean, like, she was all right. She was all right.
Who the fuck did? Yeah, that be saying?
I mean, she low-key looked like, what was my man's name?
Alan Slater. Alan Slater with the haircut off.
No. The short-haired guy, Billy Idol. She kind of looked like Billy Idol.
Fuck that. I don't even want to think about that. She didn't look like that. No. You're talking about she was high. You're talking about you
look
like Billy
Joel.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know my man trying to smash Billy Joel and shit.
Billy Idol. He don't know. Don't listen to this fucking guy.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on from Pat Benatar.
And also, free fucking Tory Lanez, bro. He ain't shoot that girl, B. I don't care what she on.
He just told the truth, whatever. And nobody was. But why did he do that whatever, during the fucking trial, bro? What the fuck was he waiting for? Fuck Megan that, yo. You supposed to be fighting for your life, man. Fuck that.
Megan Thee Stallion?
You don't got to scream
the
on the
shot
mic.
Or whatever?
Yes.
Are they
Megan Thee Stallion, yes.
You know what, isn't a stallion like a male horse?
A male
Why is she
horse?
A female calling herself stallion? I don't know. Think about
she's whack. No disrespect.
Yeah,
no,
she's whack. We can say that shit.
Also, Tubi just released a movie. About this
movie,
whole thing.
Just released
Tubi.
A movie.
Really?
You about sound like a rapper. Whole,
yeah, it's called like the rapper that got shot or some shit.
Based on Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Get the fuck
yo,
out of here.
You gotta love Tubi, bro. I fucking
yo, Tubi's great, though. I like Yeah, they are hilarious.
Oh, no, so. Tubi reads the headlines. They're like, we gotta make a movie about this.
And then 2 weeks is out.
Make that money.
They make that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. They find the fucking easiest crew and fucking director and all that shit. They're like, yeah, get this movie done in 2 weeks. We got you, fam.
So check that out on Tubi.
Director Fulano Mengano.
Yeah.
Ese mismo.
Poppy from the bodega on his spare time and shit.
Habibi.
Then I got The Brother Annoyed. Y'all brothers haven't heard of him, but definitely check him out, man. There's a brother named Annoyed. He's from Connecticut. He got a project out called Paranoid. Salute he raps and he sings, which is pretty dope.
Okay.
So shout out to him.
Salute to CT too, man.
Then I got two rock joints, actually. I got the latest 30 Seconds to Mars album. It's called It's the End of the World, but It's a Beautiful Day. I fuck with this band. Since their War album. So if you haven't heard it, definitely go check it out. And I got the latest Stained album, Confessions of the Fallen. Stained is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Send me that shit. I don't know.
Aaron Lewis, that his voice. Yo, that shit give me goosebumps. So shout out to those brothers. Y'all got any honorable mentions as far as albums?
Go ahead,
anything
that
didn't make like your top 10 or whatever, top 5, top 10, whatever.
Go ahead.
So apart from like my top 10, if like an album that I think
top,
that should
like,
be like,
yeah, give me like 11 to 15 since they ain't make the top 10. And then I want to quickly read some of Max Lowe's.
Oh,
list,
we gotta go through this.
It's almost like Japanese to me.
All right, let's go with number 11 in Water from Chicago, man. Compendium of Arcanum. Dude is just a barbaric motherfucker, he just spit bars, but he's got dope content.
Water from
okay,
Chicago.
Okay.
Water with two R's at the end.
Yo, low key, Chicago's one of my favorite hip hop places, bro.
I tell you where my favorite joint out of like New York, Jersey shit is my favorite shit. Detroit.
Detroit.
I love the Detroit music scene.
Mickey Diamond, bro. Detroit's one of the illest dudes for me right now.
I love them dudes.
But Chicago, I fuck with from Do or Die, Twista, Common. Like
Pope Pimpin or whatever, right? That was my shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Top favorite.
I mean, Common, bro. Common. Yo, I'm gonna bring up a dude from Chicago that y'all probably don't never heard of.
What's his name?
MC Juice.
Never heard of him.
Exactly. MC Juice, the freestyler?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yo, he's got some joint albums.
Who was it that he was always battling with?
Supernatural, battled that one big one.
Yeah, actually got that shit. Shout out to that. And also,
Luke, man.
One of the bros' favorite rappers, Lupe Fiasco, man. Often
there you go.
Often
that's one of my
I don't know why. he's dope lyrically, but I never got into him. Like, he's really? Just like, yeah, his albums suck to me. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sorry really? For saying it what? That way. Yeah, they don't capture me, bro.
Listen,
they're like so like boring.
I feel
like,
you, but like, after like
lyrically, yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing bad.
Maybe
about
like
it,
after man. Three or four albums, I kind of started feeling that way.
Let me tell you, okay. The first and second album to me,
I Kick Push, I remember and shit. Like,
okay, yeah. That's cool. That's yeah, cool no, because it was the commercial
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. But he had listen, this one track talking about like Indians and shit. What the fuck was the name of that shit? Talking about like I forget. I think it might be that.
There's a yo. Fuck. Listen to his second
that
album.
Shit was hard though.
His second album is a dope concept album. It's no, one no, of the no, dopest.
No. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say you're underselling it. It's one
the cool.
of the dopest.
Yeah, yeah. The cool's my favorite album. Over. Yeah, that's yeah. the one with the, like the design. Yeah, and the, yeah, yeah, the gold shit. Yeah, yeah. That's a dope album.
That's
like,
a good album.
It's dope. But it's like, it's not something I would be like, I just want to go back and
nah,
listen to. Like,
dude.
I don't know.
Dude,
because
what?
It's a concept album, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, but I got concept albums I like.
You have to
like,
listen
but...
to the whole shit, kind of. But
I did. I kind of I think you. He's very dope lyrically. I just don't.
That album was broken down into three acts. You know what I'm saying? Into three different things.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it again. Just to maybe I missed
that. To
know,
me,
you know
that's
I mean?
One like, of the, my favorite albums of all time.
Like
not
that?
Even, yeah.
I'm definitely
like,
gonna
yeah.
listen to it again.
Lupe
yeah.
is one of my favorite artists. My brother, I love Lupe. Lupe to me,
I know mad niggas.
Is
I love Lupe.
On some yeah. on some alien shit. Like he spits on some
yo,
next
how,
level
how
shit. Where you?
Royce and Royce ain't come back though.
Huh?
Royce ain't come back at him when he did.
No,
no,
nigga.
No. He
and
did.
Royce
he,
nice
no, 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 no.
And Royce is disgusting.
Oh, Royce is witty.
Come back,
Royce is witty. Yeah, he came back like on
he
like a video
back
or
on
something.
Some FaceTime
yeah,
shit. Like,
yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
I will
nah,
fuck
I
you
hit,
up.
Yeah,
don't play
he
with
a real
me.
Street dude,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I want to hear
yeah,
some
yeah,
shit
yeah,
on tape,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Deep,
now, Royce is like streetwise.
Yeah,
yeah, you can't take nothing away from. I don't know him personally, but I've seen and I
yeah,
heard.
Yeah, from what
yo,
we've
he went
seen,
up to Raekwon. And when he was like, yo, when, after they jumped Joe Budden or whatever, he told Raekwon. He was like, yo, if I was there, it would have been different.
Yeah.
And Raekwon, a real dude. You know what I mean? Like. I don't know. So I was like, yo, I'll fuck with Royce after that shit.
Real yeah. quick, shout Royce out to nice. Raekwon and his book from the staircase to the
stage.
It's definitely
yeah.
dope. I finished reading it while we went to Puerto Rico. So if y'all haven't read it, go check it out. Super good book.
Awesome.
Great. One of my favorite
shout out to Water from Chicago.
Water.
What was the name of the project?
Compendium of Arcanum. He's like, yeah. Fuck.
Definitely gonna listen to that.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Hit me with number 12.
Definitely not gonna listen to that.
Number 12 is the homie Luca from Tennessee, if I recall. Permanently Blackface.
Oh, Luca.
And that whole shit from the album name, you already know what he's getting off.
I think he dropped
saying?
Like 24 last night. Luca.
Wait, what?
Nah, I'm talking Dallas Mavericks.
I'm like, wait, what?
Nah, hit shout out to Luca. Where's Luca?
Yo, he actually had my favorite album of the year 2 years ago, I think.
Where's he from?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
See, that's why people be like, yo, you're so biased to New York. I'm like,
nah.
All my motherfuckers are like scattered, bro.
You know who I love that a lot of people, I don't know if they like him now and shit, but to me, he was fucking doing dope shit, and he did shit with Alchemist, Madlib, fucking.
Currency?
No, what's his name? Freddie Gibbs.
Gibbs is nasty in Indiana. Yeah, he's nasty.
Gibbs is disgusting, he's nasty. Yo, and he's from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, he's nasty. He's dope.
Tennessee yeah. doesn't have a lot of...
He's
they have some.
They had before, I think, more
absolutely.
Bigger, but like I
but
think
I
him. He,
I think
he, but you can tell
had.
When you listen to him, you yeah. can tell he's an East Coast guy, though. You can
tell
that
yeah.
like, he was
like
brought
his
up
influence,
off, like,
his influence.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's who we fuck with. Like you
yeah.
can tell right off the
yeah.
rip, like
yeah.
that's who his music is.
That's like the bro, Boo Boo the Prince, man. Shout out to him. Out
yeah,
of
absolutely. 100.
He is like
you would have thought he was born in Brooklyn.
Blood
word.
Runs through him, but
yeah.
he's rep San Diego. You feel me?
Yeah,
like
that's what
the zoo word actually
yeah, yeah,
shots
I mean,
to him.
Yo,
bro.
Wherever you at in this fucking country, you have to like New York. Somebody from New York, bro, because this is where this shit started, dude. Like regardless of what you think and
you'd
what
be
you
surprised,
think is better
man.
Now,
no,
fuck
yeah, yeah,
out of
yeah.
here.
People,
this shit, we started this shit. This side
nah,
started it.
You'd be surprised.
So you
people,
have to have some influence off this
you'd
shit.
You'd be
like,
surprised.
No, I know.
How much people don't
time,
give a
bro.
Fuck, yo?
I know it's crazy.
I think it's more like a fronting type. Like they
yeah,
know,
I think they don't want to give the
yeah,
props.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it is. Like
they
I feel
know,
like
yeah,
they got a chip
I'm
on
saying.
Their shoulder. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I got
it. But because of that, they won't even listen to it. That's why I said you
yeah,
would be
sad.
Surprised
yeah.
how much they don't
see,
give
I fuck,
a fuck.
A lot of fuck, dudes I fuck with from the South actually love New York shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even newer shit. Mm-hmm. Even though it took them a while. Like, all right. A little off course, but it'll take like 20 seconds. Griselda, when it first came out,
yeah.
I was one of the few motherfuckers trying to share their shit to like these groups that I'm in. And a bunch of them are like from Midwest,
yeah.
now South. I was like one of the three motherfuckers from the East Coast, from New York and Jersey.
Go ahead.
They're like, ah, yeah, whatever. They
I
sound like this
say,
and that and that.
It.
Yeah, they didn't
yeah.
like it at first. But then all of a sudden, yeah. they have a picture with Jay-Z. Boom, skyrocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit I hate, bro. You know, like, you couldn't listen to me telling you this was that good. You had to wait
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, you had to wait for Jay-Z to tell you.
That's
right.
why I say the machine dictates a lot of listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Without a doubt. That's what I hate. Because me, I'm a, I know my shit. I know what I've said this. I already know what's going to be dope in 10 years. In 5 years, I already know this nigga is going to be dope. And I'm already playing him.
I've said this. I've said this on previous episodes where it was a time where the streets dictated.
Yes. What it was. Street teams. We need that shit back. Fuck this computer shit.
It was just the streets.
For real, yo. That shit fucked everything up. We need the street teams back.
The internet killed the regionality. That's what I missed the most. I loved regional hip hop when you can go. When I first discovered Twista,
yeah,
I was like, yo, what is Twista this? Was
pretty dope. I remember when I first discovered it, fucking Outkast.
Yeah, me too. It was like right after their first album. When they had that shit on Source Awards, I was like, what the fuck are these weirdos? Like, I said, they were weirdos.
But when I heard that shit, I was like, damn, yeah, that shit was all right, though. Shit dope, though.
You know what I mean?
Big facts, yo.
Hit me with number 13, please. We got Water and we got Luca so far.
Number 13, Substance 810. That's my G from the Umbrella Collective, man. The Umbrella Camp.
Where they from?
He Substance 810 is from Michigan. I don't know. I don't think he's from Detroit. I think he's from somewhere in Michigan, but I forget where. Not from Detroit. He might be, but whatever. That's my G right there. I told him a couple of times. Cool as a motherfucker.
Nice.
Man.
That's what I like about Max, right? He gets he finds these artists before they hit a certain level.
Be like, yo, what's up, man?
And he just connects with
him. When he saw me, he was like, Max Lowe, what up? He was like, I knew that was you. I was like, oh, right there, we just clicked. Boom.
That's what's up.
And that was the show that I went to. The first show they had in New York, a big show on the Umbrella.
But that's what lets you know that this dude right here is a real hip-hop head, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll really get up
in there. And that also lets you know that the artist... Really fuck with their
fans the way I am. I share this shit and everything. You know what I'm saying? That's like, I don't want nothing from it. I only do this shit.
Absolutely.
Do I get paid for this? No. I do this shit because I love to. Like, I don't get paid for this.
And I think they could sense that.
Yeah, I think they know that. Like, they feel it. Like, yo, this motherfucker's like actually a real fan. Like, you know what I mean? A good
listener. He fucks with this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
He actually fucks with this.
Yeah, but Substance 810, the name of the album is, where the fuck did it go? It's Making Waves 2, The Tsunami.
Okay.
All right. Very nice. Dope. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I get it.
I mean, look, all the albums is going to be the same shit. It's going to be dope beats and like dope bars. Like, basically, that's what I'm going
What was the name of the album?
Making Waves.
Making Waves 2, The Tsunami.
The Tsunami.
Making Waves was, I forgot if it came out the beginning of the year or the last year, Making Waves 1. Okay. But Making Waves 2 is definitely up there, man. It's one of the best albums this year. Number 14. All right. This is a guy that I want to hear a lot of next year. JR. He's down with Ransom.
Okay.
JR.
Jersey?
Him, I think he's from Jersey. I'm not really sure. But him and Fabian from Boston. I think he's from Boston. I know he's from Massachusetts. He's from somewhere over there. Fabian. Puerto Rican dude.
I know what you're talking about.
Another Boricua. That's nasty, yo. Fabian. And it's produced by A.O. Shamir. Okay. All right. I think he's from the Bronx. He just did an album produced fully. That he produced a whole album with Heck, with YP.
Okay.
With Young Paul. Nice. With Commissioner or all of them. It's like a Christian album. You know what I'm saying? But A.O. Shamir did a whole project, all produced by him. And that album is incredible, bro.
Let it be known, for the record, I produced YP's first album. When it was still Christ's Disciples. So shout out to that. Shout out to the bro.
There you go, bro. All
right, and then number 15 is Josiah the Gift from Jersey, man. God is Gracious.
Josiah the Gift.
God is Gracious. His album is an album dedicated to his son.
Okay.
Nice. To me, that shit fucking right
Where
away.
Where in Jersey?
North. North, I met him at the same. He's part of the Umbrella, too, with Substance, 810, Mickey Diamond. He's part of that whole clip.
Mickey Diamond
is one of my favorite. He just dropped it out on Friday. Yeah. We can talk about that shit after later if you want. That shit is fire, right?
Slide over a little bit.
Oh, shit, my fault.
There you go, right there. Boom.
So let me see your list.
But Josiah the Gift, salute to you, my brother. Cool dude. When I met them, they took me in like I was part of their family. And like we chilled. We drank a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I told him. I was like, yo, you nasty as a motherfucker. And he dropped the album, God is Gracious. And it's basically about like him. It's a like a checklist for him to his son. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope to me, man.
That is dope.
I was like, what? I was like, that's dope as shit.
I'm always down with artists that are honest and real and let you into their life.
Not only that, like you just said, I like artists that are also concept driven.
Yeah.
Because right now we're at that point where we've heard everything.
Yeah.
So now you got to get on your concept shit. Let's hear how creative you really can be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel that. I fuck with that.
At one point, it was like my top three. Right. You know, shit starts happening. It's like, and you know, my top albums, like my first favorite album of the year, he's part of the Umbrella too, actually. I ain't gonna say your name.
And we're gonna get to that. Yeah, yeah.
We can do it after.
I'm going down the list because I just want to shout out these artists that I personally have never heard of. So, Stallone and Weathers, where are they from?
Salute. Precise Politics is from North Carolina, and both of them, man. Cahill too, he's a producer. Precise Politics is the MC.
All right, shout out to them brothers. Bro, they got a project called The Tall Course
Heels,
of Doing
Baby,
Business.
All day, yes. Tall Heels.
Water with two R's.
Water, yeah, he's shout already there him. Again. Right?
Yes,
he came back
we just went through this. Yeah, Chicago. Let's go to 16. NDL.
Napoleon the Legend. one of the artists of the year for me this year again.
Dope. Shout out to him. Yeah, a brother named Rookie? Pure.
Nah, he's been around for like.
NDL from where?
He's originally, he's French. France. France. Actually, but he moved out here to Brooklyn. And he started doing shit. But yo, I have his number and everything. When we played him in a final and we won, Argentina, I called him. He didn't pick up. I know, hey, but he thought I was going to boast and shit. I wasn't going to boast. I was going to be like, yo, good game and shit, you know what I mean? And he was like, yo, I ain't answering the phone right now. He texts back. I was like, yo, I wasn't even calling a boast, my G. I was just calling to be like, that was the best World Cup final I've ever seen in my life.
That's it. I'll be honest. I just wanted to say that. I was fucking scared shit.
I was there like,
I was on my knees praying and crying almost. And I had COVID. Yeah.
My Argentina got out.
Shout out to our brother, Oddity. He's in France, right?
Who?
Oddity.
Yes.
He was talking about us about croissants and shit. Yes. Shout out to that.
Croissants. What an idiot.
Pure. The brother Pure.
Pure from Virginia.
Shout out to that.
Nasty. What part of VA?
I don't know what part of VA, but I know he's from Virginia.
Okay. Nasty. Shout out to that. Shout out to VA.
Cyrus Malachi.
Cyrus Malachi. Support of fucking London, baby. I mean, salute to London.
Shout out to all the good people in Virginia. Pardon me if
that's my second home, baby. I love you, baby.
I got a couple people out there. Shout out to my Viking brother out in VA. Ralphie Reese.
Philly, baby, all day. Low Philly. Life right good. There.
Let me go a little bit, please. Shout out to that, brother. Shout out to everybody out in Philly. Please, y'all. Please. Put the guns
fuck
down,
the
man.
Eagles up.
It's the holiday season.
We did it twice. Let's put the guns boom. Down.
Fuck the Eagles up. That's all I'm saying.
Clever One and Giallo Philly. Point?
Yeah, Clever One is from Philly. The MC from Philly. He's part of the group called the Booze Brothers. Okay. And Giallo Point is a producer from England as well.
Dope. Okay. Shout out to that. Supreme Cerebral.
Cali, baby.
Yeah.
Shout out to that.
Nasty. Brother. He just dropped an album, too, last week. Is that the one? What is it? Loose Change 2? That's the one. It came out 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Ah, Loose Change. I was actually just speaking about Loose Change yesterday. Loose Change is a documentary that talks all about 9/11 and how it was a conspiracy setup. Yep. So that's shout out to the brother for putting that in.
Go watch that.
Joe King, The Divine?
Jock King the Divine. Jock King.
And Javi Darko?
Yes, yo, great album, bro. Great album. I don't know if he's from, Jock King is from Brooklyn and Muta Long Island, or he's from Long Island and Muta Brooklyn. I'm not sure, but the other guy, Javi Darko, is from Long Island, I believe.
Low key, Long Island got a lot of legends.
Bro, Long Island's, Brock King's from Long Island.
Yeah. EPMD?
EPMD. Chuck D, isn't he from Long Island?
Chuck Busta D might be.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no, they got a couple MF Doom. People. I think Keith Murray.
Yeah, from Iceland. Yeah.
Beef Curry. Yeah.
So shout out
De La Soul. Shit.
De La, where?
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of MCs in Long Island. I represent Long Island now because I moved out
there. Yes,
yes. Yeah, you live out there.
I'm a Jersey boy at heart, always. I'm always going to be Jersey, but I live in Long Island, and, you know, I rep with them, too.
Eddie Kane and BP Infinite.
Shout out to Brooklyn, man.
So, again, these are all artists that I do not know of yet. I'm going to go check them out, look into them, but the brother Max Lowe is exposing me to brand new artists. So, shout out to all these artists that I just named. I'm definitely going to go and research y'all and see what's up, because if Max Lowe fuck with it, I should fuck with it.
Absolutely. My brother.
You should.
I should. Well, let's be honest. You know, Max Lowe and I have a different taste. In
we do.
A different palate?
We do.
Yeah, because I'm all about, let's sell these records.
It's more commercial.
Yeah, sell these records.
I get it.
We're not just going to make albums for us to enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Let's get them on the global level. But there's a lot of people
that
are making a lot of, making a living, bro, just off, touring, dropping music. They have a core fan base that may not be the biggest, but they're loyal.
But they're loyal,
and you can live off that, bro. So
true, indeed. Yeah.
Shout out to all these fans that really go out to shows, buy merch, fuck with the artists, share the Max Lowe's.
Shout out
example.
To the underground. That's basically what it means.
Share
this
shit.
This shit becomes, and that's where it starts.
Yes.
The spark
but please, because the underground does the same thing the mainstream does.
It does. Some, trust me. I've got a lot of guys that I hate,
and they
because
just
they get
the
like
Listen. Nowadays, the mainstream.
Salute to that one.
Yeah, shouts to that, man.
A lot of underground dudes get a little name in, and they become divas too.
Nah, you know what it is?
Not only that.
I've been through it.
The sound.
I'm like, yo.
Not only that, the sound. For example, Griselda. They came in with that no drum sample sound.
No, they didn't. They're not the first.
That was before. All right, So let's say
they
always
had
the drums.
That.
Like, that the Derringers.
They
kind
of blew it up.
Yeah, no, they blew it up. You know what they did? Well, you know what they blew back up? Was that slow rhyming like Prodigy did back with them fucking dark beats. That's what they did.
Yeah.
To me, that's why.
But honestly, no. But to me,
Mobb Deep are the only ones that I can say have that style. That, like, group-wise,
no, but... At that time, the one that was rhyming to the fucking loops was
Rock Marciano. Rhyming wise, that's different. Yeah, like that. Well, not Prodigy before. Prodigy's always been a slick.
To me, I'll be honest. In my opinion, the first hip-hop producer that I remember doing, like, a loop that really had no drums was RZA.
I was going to say the same thing. Wasn't Ghostface rhyming over the original song?
Exactly. Rhyming over All That I Got.
That's my number two producer of all time right there, bro. RZA,
yo, fam, who's number one?
Premier? Primo,
To me, that song right there, All That I Got, like, that's
one of the best songs ever created, bro.
Like, I cried over that song. When I heard that, I literally cried.
Yeah.
I was on my way home back from VA, and I cried because I missed my family, and that song made me miss my family, yo.
I
didn't
go that far, but yeah, it was a great song.
Yeah, that's a little soft, but it's all good.
You a hater, but it's all good. Shouts to the RZA, baby. Yeah. Shouts to the RZA.
And also shouts to Rock Marciano, who is on Twitter considered the father of the underground movement that is occurring now. I don't know because that's not my place.
I mean,
but on Twitter, they have crowned him the father of this underground.
The style of that, like, just talking, rhyming. Yeah. You know, and it's sampled. It doesn't even have beats.
Yeah, but the thing is that nobody, I'll be honest though, nobody could do it like he does.
Nah, nobody can.
Nah.
And he got verses too.
Yeah.
Verses. I mean,
shout out to that brother. Where's he from? Brooklyn?
Hempstead. Long Island.
Hempstead, another one.
Long Island got an arsenal, bro.
Shout out to Hempstead.
Shout out to Brentwood, Long Island. I spent many a summer.
20 minutes away from
there. No shit. Yeah. Yo, I used to be in Brentwood every summer.
Get out of here. You just got to go back, bro. Grandma, come see me.
Shout out. For me, it's...
I got the pool in the summer. You already know.
Yes,
yeah, yo, what's up?
I call APMD.
Oh, we in there.
Yo, yeah, you got to come too already.
Yes, please. We definitely know.
And also,
the hip hop convention.
Shout, yo, if you do a show in there, I'm gonna have my whole garage as a thing.
Oh,
like a man cave. Like,
shouts to your head of security. Shouts to Amityville.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I've been to plenty shows over there too.
Do you have any honorable mentions for top albums of 2023?
I like the Larry June shit with Alchemist.
Mm, okay. Good album.
That was a good album and shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the fucking
is a fucking animal. Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he producer of the year? 2023.
That I gotta actually go back and do a little homework, but he's
in contention.
Last year he was in one of like the top.
I'll tell you like this, he was the trendy.
But Big
producer.
Ghost 2 is up there right now.
Yes, exactly.
Big Ghost is up
Big
there
Ghost
right
is
now.
Up there.
Yo, I remember Big Ghost before he produced an album when he was just a Twitter personality.
Yeah?
Shout out to that.
I didn't even know who the fuck he was. So like 3 years ago.
For real. Yeah. He used to
and I was like, yo,
Twitter,
this nigga
like,
is nasty.
That project that he did with Ghost was fucking fire.
Oh, Big Ghost. Oh, with Ghostface.
With Ghostface.
Oh, yeah, nah. Yo, his best work to me is with Mickey Diamond, yo.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, bro. He just dropped an album on Friday. It's part three of their little trio already.
Yeah.
Yo, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm taking away everything they did with Rome Street.
No, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
But to me, his best work and Mickey Diamond's best work is with them two together. It's like, yo, it's the chemistry is electrifying, bro.
Nah, Big Ghost has
insane,
built a nice
bro.
Catalog, bro.
It's so dope. Yeah. Their chemistry together. I'm not gonna lie, you know, and Mickey Diamond is one of them MCs who's like witty. He says, like, ill shit, and his voice is, like, it reminds me of Guru. I think this is why I fucking love this guy. Like,
the way
his voice is, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, I shoot you, come through. Like, the way he, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, I'm like, word. I'm like,
what's
let's
your
go,
favorite
babe.
Guru verse?
That's hard. I'm Mass Appeal, probably.
Yeah.
Mass Appeal Above the Clouds, too, is another one.
What did you hear the story of Mass Appeal?
Nah.
Where it was almost like a rebellious act. Against the label. So the label wanted them to create a single.
Yeah. And he's another one. To me, Guru's an underrated, like, vivid MC. Like, he'd be saying shit that you can visualize everything he says. Yeah. To me, Prodigy's the illest in that aspect. Visualization of, like, rhymes.
No. Prodigy.
To me, he's, like, the illest.
My favorite Prodigy song is You Can Never Feel My Pain.
That's my solo? Yeah, that's my favorite solo track of him, too. Yeah. All day.
And he got a great book.
That
if
shit
you've
hurt
never
me.
Read
I was
it,
like,
The
fuck.
Infamous.
Like, when I heard that song, I was like,
to this
fuck,
day.
Dude, like.
To this day, bro.
That ain't my favorite verse of him or nothing, but
no,
my favorite verse of
it's
him.
It's just a great song, bro.
Apostles One. He destroys that shit. He's Hell on Earth. Talking to his kid, telling his kid, like, he's going to train him and shit. To, like, you know what I'm yo, bro.
I don't recall it over it.
Put it on. Put it on real quick.
Please. While you do that,
what is it?
Apostles Warning.
Oh, yeah.
While you do that, let me shout out some songs that I fucked with heavy this year. Offset,
I like that.
Who just dropped he just dropped his album. And keep it real, I don't fuck with Offset. I don't fuck with Migos. Rest in peace, Takeoff. But y'all not really my vibe. But he dropped a song called Worth It with Don Toliver. And I know I love it because it got the Busta sample. And it sounds like a 90s R&B remake. But it's dope, and I fuck with it. So shout out to him. Shout out to Anuel and a couple other brothers that I don't recall right now. I think J Balvin. They got a song called Medusa. And, well, another artist I don't particularly fuck with, but that song in particular, I fuck with. Shout out to Omega. He got a song called Pegao. I fucked with. Lil Wayne.
It's all about the rice.
No. Although that's good shit.
Because in my girl's country, they call it Kong. Kong.
The never-ending debate. Yeah. Is it Pegao or is it Kong Kong? Yeah, to us, it's Pegao. We don't even cook rice. Regardless, cook steak. That shit is fucking good.
It is. It's bang. Ooh. This but you got to forward it. Yeah, this is Have It First, and then is Prodigy, man. So just put like 20 seconds of the shit. Like,
I remember this song.
Bro, this is my fifth favorite album of all time. Yeah. And this song right here is just...
Rest in peace, Prodigy. All shout day. Out to Have
Top
It.
Five, baby. Nice with the
boys and the snakes. I know this song from this the first DJ Dirty Harry tape. Shout out to all the sons out there.
He's telling his son right here, like, more
what I see your son doing? Taekwondo?
He quit, bro. That hurt my heart, bro. He quit because he wants to do soccer. He wants to do football. Yeah. And American football. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
American football?
American football to me is what you guys call, Americans call football. Right. Football to us is soccer.
Soccer, yeah. What does he want to play?
Soccer. Football. Okay, okay. Football. Yeah.
No, but I was going to say American football.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, he does, though. I'm with it because I'm a huge fan of it. Yeah. Like,
it's a lot of injuries.
It is, it is.
But to me, it's chess. We're real people.
There's a lot of injuries. Bro.
It is, it is. Like, I wanted him, at one point, I wanted him to be a boxer, and I'm like, yo, what am I thinking about, bro? I should have done that, not him. You know what I mean? Like,
you gotta protect him.
Yeah, yeah, I don't wanna do that shit.
But shout out to Prodigy, bro. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Rest
I love Prodigy.
Prodigy, man. And shout out to all the sons.
If you're out there listening, you will forever be in my top five.
Absolutely, 100%.
Right now? One of the illest of all time, man. But the most vivid MC to me, he's so underrated in his stories, bro. Because every favorite, song of him is like a story. It's like vivid, bro.
Tell me one of my favorite joints he did where I listened to it and I felt every word he said was Genesis. On the HNIC.
It's my shit.
Yo, fam, if you listen to that song and really listen to it,
my brother.
You're like, fuck, yo, fuck how ahead of his time he was. And the shit he was talking about is...
That is my favorite verse of him all time. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, definitely dope. That's a great album too, bro.
Yo, it's my fifth of all time. So that's how big it is to me. To me, it's that big.
Of all time.
To me, fifth all time.
So give me one through four.
Illmatic.
I keep forgetting.
36 Chambers. 36 okay. Chambers. Purple Tape.
Okay.
Three, Hard to Earn. Four, Hell on Earth. Okay. Boom. Those are my top five.
That's fair.
Wow. I could go on. I could give you 6 through 10 if you want to.
Hey,
all right, 6 is Dead Prez, Let's Get Free.
Okay.
7th is Infamous.
Okay. Nice.
8th is Gangstar, Moment of Truth. Wow. 9th is Wolf Ever. And 10th is War Report.
Okay. So Hell on Earth.
But 10th could switch out sometimes.
Hell
like
on Earth beats
Infamous. Yes, it does.
10th can switch out with what?
It can switch out with a War Report. It was switch out. Nah, it can switch out with like... Illa Duff Half-Life Roots. It can switch out. With, yeah, it can switch out with Capital Punishment.
Nice.
They can switch out. Those are what 10th is like one of those albums that mostly is usually War Report because Gaddafi had everything to do with that shit and that's my guy. So to me it's like it's always solidified as 10. But I have
a mood, 10 through mood,
like
mood. Yeah,
10
yeah.
through like 10A through 10Z. Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like
depending on the mood.
Yeah, like a Liquid Swords is there, bro. Like you have Capital Punishment.
Yeah.
Illa Duff Half-Life, bro, is one of the best albums created. Even Immortal Technique second shit, Revolutionary 2, to me, that's right there. Black Moon, Enter the Stage. Another one, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
one of my favorite albums in hip-hop history
so
that doesn't get
albums,
talked about
baby.
Enough
it's
because
so
that
albums.
Album influenced so many fucking
bro,
artists
BDP,
after that.
Criminal Minded, that's right there. Yeah, like, it's so many albums. I can make O.C. Jewels.
Yeah.
Another one, bro. Like, that's just right there. That. Like, that's how good those albums are to me. Biggie, I mean, Ready to Die. That's right there.
Ready to Die or Life
Reasonable
After Death?
Ready to Die.
No, no, I'm asking you. Ready to
Ready to Die
life
easily.
Ready over Life After Death?
Easily. Like, I don't even get I will kick Life After Death out if it was Ready to Die. It was right there together.
See, I'm
like,
the super opposite.
Really? Yeah. I got people that are like that, too.
Is
I got people that say it was written over
Life After Broke Raps, bro. I don't want to get into
fuck.
Don't take me back to being broke. I don't want white rights.
I see why. Okay, I get it.
Yes.
But still, but I mean, like...
But I do love
Reasonable Doubt. It's another one that could be top 10. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are all albums, man.
Real quick, two more songs that I love this year. Lil Wayne's Can't Nobody featuring DMX. And shout out to Nino Gully, man. I know. Super dope song. Samuel's Bill Withers.
Yeah.
He's got the new project out. Make sure y'all go check it out. You got any songs, not albums, that were super dope to y'all this year?
Yeah, go my ahead, favorite man. Song of the year, to be honest, is from K. Rhino.
K.
Rhino from Texas. He's been around since like 88, bro.
That name sounds a little
good. Yeah, he's been around since 88. It's called What's the song? Digital Hypnosis.
Digital Hypnosis.
It's my favorite song of the year, my favorite verses of the year. Everything in one combined.
K. Rhino.
His flow.
He was down with a zero for some reason.
But yeah, he had tracks with him and shit back in the day. Yeah. Scarface actually said that. He's like, he's the reason I started rhyming.
No shit.
And this nigga's still doing it in 2023.
Excuse me, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm, bro, I'm East Coast to a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, usually people listen to me, they'll be like, this guy's all about New York. And, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, but look at my verse of the year. Right. Song of the year is a nigga from Texas, though. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people are ignorant. Bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I get it. Your majority, of course, is going to be because that's where I'm from. That's what I fuck with.
Like, people wouldn't expect certain people to be in your top five or top 10 MCs, right? Because I always say Twister's somewhere in my top five.
Yeah, no, he's not even
in my top 100. And mind you, the top five is...
Yeah, Jay-Z, Kanye.
Yeah, it don't really count because it's always going to be Jay-Z, Nas, Tupac.
Nas, I don't... Yeah, Doc, I don't mind that. Biggie. I don't mind none of them. Biggie, yeah. Right. I don't mind none of them. But when you say Kanye, I'm like, oh, stop.
No, I don't say Kanye. Biggie, Tupac, Jay-Z, Nas, and...
Yeah, the typical five.
Yeah,
though.
Big Pun
is... Ice Cube, man. I hate the typical five.
It's always
five,
the
though.
Typical five, so
yeah,
they're
the typical five is the niggas I hate. Like, there's people that I hate arguing with. Yeah. And the people I hate arguing with are the stands for those guys.
Yeah.
I hate arguing with them, bro. It's like, you think these only people...
You're not going to win. You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
Let me hit you with a jewel, Max.
Yeah.
Never argue opinions, bro.
No, you can't. If it's like assholes, everybody got one, bro.
You're wasting your breath.
To Roscoe's on that one.
Absolutely. Songs? 2023 songs?
Digital Hypnosis. That's my shit. Children of Infinity by Spit Gems. That's another track that I'm a big fan of. Like,
shout out to Spit Gems, this year. Man. Underrated MC that doesn't get enough love.
Insane.
Brooklyn or Bronx?
He's Astoria, Queens to East New York, Brooklyn. He's back and forth. But I did see an episode of him on the NEM show, and he literally said, he was like, I'm more Astoria than Brooklyn. So I'm like, all right, so he's from Queens, then, I mean. And I always said, to me, Queens got the best MCs. And he's part of it now. Like, I can throw him in there now, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't sure what part.
That's an interesting
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
We got to, yo, Gems, you got to come on the show.
Yes, please, brother.
You
got to
come out here. You got to come out and get on the show, baby.
Absolutely.
But Nas's song, Speechless, too.
I got
honorable
mention songs, Benny from the North, one of the freestyles on the collection.
Yes.
The shit that he did to the Rakim shit.
Oh, my God. I play that shit at least 3 times a day, bro. Just keep it real.
What was the name of that shit?
Paid in Full. Paid in Full. Benny from the North, the collection, Paid in Full. I believe it's number 7 or 8 on the track list. I play that shit at least 3 times a day, bro.
You know, it's a great song to me, too. Slave Food, R.J. Payne.
R.J. Payne. Shout out to the brother R.J. Payne.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite artists of the year, yo. This is the Benny from the North shit.
Shout out my brother Benny from the North. He in Cali right now doing a damn thing.
Where's he from? He's the one from Connecticut.
North Bronx.
Hi, from the Bronx. All right.
You're going to make me say it again.
You gonna play like certain little songs?
No, we can't play.
I got a song that I would love for you guys to hear.
Please.
I can say K. Rhino.
Cut that. If y'all want to listen to these songs, go find them.
Because we are
on a time limit. Make sure y'all go research these artists, pull up their albums, pull up their songs, find you some new favorites.
Yeah.
And listen to me with the underground shit so you can be updated with everything.
Yes, absolutely. Spotify. No, that's real talk because you ain't going to get
the nah, yeah, yeah, you ain't, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of my shit is underground. But look, my second favorite verse of the year is Nas. So I do have my commercial guys that I love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like.
But
I'm
is just Nas commercial?
He is. He's been commercial already. But he's still, he has that underground flavor though, regardless.
I believe he was born underground.
Like Jay-Z, he's straight commercial already.
No,
like,
he's straight commercial.
Yeah, Kanye, like.
But Nas,
like, speaking of which, we didn't talk about it in current events, but like his absence in the Hip Hop 50.
Who?
Jigga.
Whatever. He's part of the...
He's bigger than hip-hop, bro. He's above hip-hop.
He's a bloodsucker already, bro. He's there.
He's Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly. He's a bloodsucker.
F, edit that out, because, you know, I'm still waiting on my chain.
But not for nothing, though. He's come on, man. No. Real quick. That's your man's, though. That's like, man.
Yeah, he's going to go to Bethlehem. I would be no the same way.
I'm not hanging out with you brokies, bro. Celebrate your little birthday, bro. I'm out of here. Come on, man.
Now we know
that's what it is. All right. Fuck it, though. Yo, throw on this track real quick.
Y'all celebrating 50 years. I'm celebrating 50 billion. Get out of here.
Touch.
Hold on.
Hitler's Touch.
Hey,
wait a minute. Yeah,
watch. Tell me if you guys listen to the song and tell me what you
sound offensive. Yeah, I gotta pee again. While y'all doing that, some more shout outs, man. Shout out to everybody who been up here in 2023.
Hell yeah.
We have one more show for tomorrow, and then we are done for the year. The 2023 season has ended. 2024 will be back. Could you try again? Shout out Timeless Product, Timeless Truth, out now. Make sure you pick up your pieces. Shout out the brother C's. Shout out Casa de Lobo. Shout out the brother Destruct.
Oh, C's, Casa de Lobo. That's the homie right there. I seen the show. Yeah, bro. Yeah, because we all met him that first night and shit.
Absolutely.
I was like, yo, this nigga is cool as shit. He was like, yo, you were part of, you remember already the words.
What was the album? Pure what?
No, no, the name of the song.
What was it?
It's Pure, P-U-R-E. But the name of this track is called Hitler's Touch.
While you do that, I'm just going to list a couple more songs that I fuck
this is
with.
I'm throwing this out there because it's a song probably people never heard. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get it out there. Everybody's heard Nas fucking Speechless. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So,
yo, keep it real. This year, I listen to a lot of 90s music. If you're into R&B, go listen to 1993 release Intro by Intro. Go listen to the Booty Call soundtrack. Definitely dope.
Good movie.
Go listen to the Gravy album. No, excuse me. The name of the album is Gravy. It's by BJ the Chicago Kid. That's also R&B. For all my R&B heads, go check that out. More R&B for y'all. Go listen to Teddy Swims. I've Tried Everything. Go listen to Heaven by Cleo Soul. Go listen to
Pure with the Periods.
Tizo Touchdown. How Do You Sleep at Night? Go listen to
Sign into one of those. You got
Right Apple.
Automatic Moolah. Jersey artist, he dropped an album called Ever Since. Go listen to that. I know. What else? Sinead Harnett EP. Go listen to that. Definitely dope. No. Shout out to her though, because she dropped a fire ass song that still gets played today. She died?
Yes.
Sinead O'Connor?
Yes.
Is this Spotify?
Wow.
No.
Go listen to Baby Rose Through and Through. Go listen to Dende 95 Civic. Go listen to New Moon by They. Go listen to Cortez, Resolutions 2, and Filthy Karma. Go listen to my boy Shoddy. He dropped Stigmatic.
Yeah, yeah.
And he dropped the Year of the Goat, Miami 305.
And Go Farm.
My people out there. Go Farm was like a year ago.
But still, dope album.
But go listen to it. It's dope. While Max Lowe looks at that, can you hit me with your top five albums for 2023?
Yeah. Hitler's Touch, not Hitler's. I read it wrong.
I was going to say, Hitler's Touch sound a little crazy, this but is, Hitler's
you,
Touch.
You hear the whole song on this shit, or...
Yeah.
But don't let the whole song play. Nah, then we get violated.
Like, something if you could catch like what he's doing, you know. You hear it? The volume. All right, see, his name is Pure, right?
Is he doing the letter P?
Why? But he goes all letters. The P's, the U's, the R's, and the E's. To me, that's the shit I like. P-U-R-E. You know what I mean? Okay. You see what I mean? This is my like one of my favorite verses of the year because it's shit like this.
Did he do better than Saigon?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Saigon to me was harder. It was more like, ah.
I like Saigon, and
2G2 on the track. I mean,
Saigon was another one of those.
What if?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a reason this is one of my favorite verses of the year. This nigga goes in, yo. Because the U, the R, and the E.
Pure
to Virginia and Pure, yo.
Hitter's Touch.
Yeah.
Name of the album is May 2, I believe. Right?
May 2.
Go check that.
Shout out to that. Let's do top five albums. Because we got to wrap it up shortly.
Got to drive back to L.I., son.
L.I., dang.
Coño, what up?
All right, who want to go first? I'll go first.
Go ahead.
What,
go
top
go
five albums of the
top
year?
Top five albums. Yeah, let me go first because my shit ain't even hip-hop. So, just to be clear, me and hip-hop, we cool. We don't get along like we used to. It's like a love-hate thing. So, whatever. Three of my joints is R&B. Rock. The fourth one is potential R&B, and the third one is Latin. So it is what it is. Number five, Kill Us Both, Ayla and DJ Drama, an R&B project. Shit is fire. If you never heard it, Go check it out. Ayla. I think she's from Virginia. I could be wrong, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
Song with Pure.
But she's super dope. Definitely connect with Pure, and that'll be fire. Okay, at number four, the newest artist signed to Death Row Records. The only album I heard this year that came out from Death Row Records. October, London, The Rebirth of Marvin. Another R&B joint. This brother is fire. I have to go see him live because he is the truth.
He sounds the truth at least on record.
Straight R&B. Yo, you would think. Wait, you would think Marvin Gaye.
Give me a song.
Stop playing because I love Marvin Gaye.
Hold on.
Not Take Me Home. Not Homecoming. Damn. Hold on. October. Go to Back to Your Place. October, London, executive produced by Snoop Dogg. Death Row Records, R&B, Fire, Marvin Gaye, Reborn. The name of the project is The Rebirth of Marvin. Shit. This brother got a voice.
That's why he called it that? Yeah, because he sounded like Marvin.
No, but he sounds like Marvin.
I don't like him already.
No, but he sounds like Marvin on this project. You feel me? It's a concept thing because on his other joints he sound like him, but this was like an ode to Marvin. Play number two for me, please. Your place or all my R&B heads. I love you. October London, holla at your boy. Snoop, holla at your boy. Death Row Records. I gotta leave Bad Boy, so. I'm looking for a new home.
This guy. God Records, that's it.
God Cast Records,
that's it.
Coming soon.
Need a bodyguard?
No, but listen to this.
Absolutely.
You know what this song reminds me of? Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. Ooh, I don't know why.
That's the jam,
that's what
though.
It comes off like.
Listen to
I this. Believe, what's this joint called? Tell me.
No, back to your place.
My bad.
Watch. Oh my God,
October London.
He do sound like him though, like a motherfucker. I feel like I'm watching a movie, Dead President.
Nah, this brother's the truth, man. For real. I don't co-sign a lot of shit, but this album right here, The Rebirth of Marvin, definitely go check it out. My number three, please cut that.
What a hater.
What my wife be like, yo? Turn this up. I only play that shit for her.
Number three was Bad Bunny. Nadie sabe lo que va a pasar.
Nice. Mañana. That was a good pick. I fuck with it.
It's a good album. I was in Puerto Rico when it dropped, man. Come on. I was in Puerto Rico listening to Puerto Rican shit. Biased. Yeah, I'm super biased, bro. Shout out to him. And also, I liked it because it wasn't the last album. The last album was super party, super pop, super radio.
No, but that was a phenomenal album, though.
No, it was. It was cool. But this album was more of a hip hop sample production based
hip hop or reggaeton.
No. Some hip hop shit.
We only had two reggaeton songs on that whole album.
And the beats were fire, bro. The samples were fire. Yeah.
I don't really fuck
with
homeboy though. He's a weirdo to me, but yeah. I mean, check it out.
He nice.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of my list is pure weirdos. At number two, I kind of put this list together to fuck with Max a little bit. Number two album of the year, Drake. For all the dogs.
Woo! where you going? Where you
Listen,
going?
Skip man, song number one. Start a song number two. Go to about song number nine. It's pretty dope. After that, there's some joints here and there. But
listen in, you whack to me, bro.
Hey, my brother Black Don.
Everybody
hates him.
Everybody's got opinions. Like everybody's got an opinion.
And my number one album of the year.
Nas.
It's called Love, a.k.a. Off the Grid, Diddy. Best R&B album of the year. I know you're going through your hardships right now. It is what it is. I'm an R&B guy, bro, and it was a beautiful R&B album, man. So that's my list top albums of the year. I'm not going to say top hip-hop albums.
No, obviously.
There wasn't a hip-hop album on here. But those are my top. Did that just say Saigon?
No, Side Yard. I got the camera.
So that's my top five. You got a top five?
Yeah, I got
albums
a top five.
Of the year that... I mean, y'all, it don't gotta be hip hop, bro.
Yeah, no.
My top five albums of hip hop.
Go ahead.
My favorite album of the year, yes. J. Royale, Criminal Discourse.
J. Nice. Royale, from where?
To Baltimore.
Yes, Baltimore. Absolutely.
And the album is all based off like phone calls from like phones and shit, wiretaps and shit. Okay. And he's from Baltimore, The Wire.
Right.
He uses a lot of shit from The Wire.
Another concept.
Yes, bro. It's incredible, this album. Incredible.
J. Royale, shout out to that brother. Salute number one album of the year for Brother Max.
Part of the umbrella. Number two.
Wait. If you ain't under the umbrella, you're going to get wet.
Exactly.
Big facts.
My My second favorite album of the year. Salute to fucking the homegrown state, Jersey City, man. CF, The Uninvited.
Produced by Speedy Baby?
Speedy Baby. The whole album? I think that the whole album is produced by Speedy Baby, if I'm not confused. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Constant Flow, a.k.a. Crackerface.
My G, PJC all day. Let's get it, man.
Yes, sir.
Third favorite album of the year. Skazoo and the other guys, The Mind of a Saint. This album is incredible. If you guys know the show Snowfall,
yeah,
he rhymes his whole album like he's rhyming through the eyes of the main character. Right. Let's say, bro.
Okay.
So Skazoo's
a dope MC, yeah, bro. Dope, yo. Like, criminally slept on, man.
He's very slept on. Yeah, that. He's got a great discog. Like, he's so dope, yo. And, you know, like, you got to have a good pen game to do some shit like this. So, like, go off that.
And
like,
he's a very reputable ghostwriter.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who he's ghostwriting for, but we'll talk about it after the show. So we don't put him out.
Shout out to that brother. Word.
Fourth favorite album of the year. This guy needs no introduction, man. He's the GOAT, Nas. Magic 3. he needs no introduction. I don't got to say anything about this fucking album. If MVP, you guys know Nas, you already know who he is. Yes. So, it's nothing. Fifth favorite album of the year, The Bad Seed from Brooklyn, man. Song Greater Than Myself. This album is about 19 songs, which is like an album that came out in the 90s because nobody does that anymore.
Right.
And about 17 of them tracks are fucking hard body. So, to me, that's like, I'm surprised it's not number one.
Right.
But, you know, it's because certain ways that people do the album, that's what I like better.
Right.
Destroy this shit, though. This dude is a beast. He got ill beats, ill flow. You know what I'm saying? He's been an underground legend since like 97, 96, 97. He's been around, but, you know, motherfuckers never heard of him. And
right.
Boom. And y'all still haven't heard of him.
Yeah, what was his name?
The Bad Seed.
The Bad Seed.
You should get down with Punkahead, PH. Rest in peace of Punkahead, man.
Wow, rest in peace.
And, yo, one of the realest things I've ever seen in my life, his best friend. Punkahead always. Punkahead died. Mm-hmm. Every time he makes an album, his executive producer is to him. Executive producer is PH Punkahead. So all his kids can eat forever. To me, that is the realest fucking thing you could do in life, bro.
That is beautiful.
To me, that's real. Like, it don't get realer than that. To me, it's beautiful.
Your kids are like, taking care of forever.
Like, when I feel like when I see him and listen to him, it's like some shit that I would do. Like, to my kids, obviously. That's some honorable shit. Best friend.
That's some noble ass shit.
I would do that for his kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, some noble ass shit.
That's how real that shit. That's so real to me. It's like, I don't think he gets realer than that. You know, niggas be like, oh, that's a real one. He's a real one. He can fight. Nah. That's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Taking care of somebody else's kids.
Real fighting on the street. That ain't
cool. Your people's kids. Yeah.
That's real. When you fucking put in your dead homie as the executive producer, he's getting money off that now.
Shout out to that, bro. Bad Seed. Shout out to you, brother. That
was my favorite.
You can be a dope rapper. You can be a dope producer. Whatever the fuck. As long as you're a dope person, a good-hearted person, I'll fuck with you. So shout out to that, brother. Word. And rest in peace, Pumpkinhead. Yeah, man. Definitely come up here, bro.
Definitely a dope. You'll like him. His energy. Yeah. He's dope. He'll be like, yeah. I love it. His energy is ill.
Shout out to that, man. All right, white boy. Hit me with your top five. Who you got?
All right,
Celine Dion.
No. No particular order. The first
goddamn
two,
Backstreet Boys.
They were.
I know they dropped.
Uh-huh.
Who else?
What you got?
Doja Cat. I know that's your favorite.
Oh, hell yeah.
Write it down. Goddamn. Who else? Zach Morris dropped an album this year?
He definitely dropped an album.
Yeah. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
Zach Morris?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why does that sound familiar, yo?
Nah, real talk. Go ahead.
Real talk.
Man, fuck AC Slater, bro. That nigga's still a pimp.
He's still a pimp. Hell yeah. He's still getting all the hoes.
He's still fucking all my bitches,
Streets,
bro.
Streets is my guy.
Word. Rest in peace, Dan.
Hey, word.
Over there.
Streets died.
True that. Yeah, bro. You see, who did you believe that died before?
A second ago. Oh, fuck. Who was he talking about?
Who was it that he didn't believe that died?
Fuck. I don't know, but Screech died.
For real? Screech died?
Oh,
unless
damn.
I'm fucking.
No, he did die.
Yeah.
Wow.
Screech died. I never called him.
Damn.
It's always Screech to me.
R.I.P. Screech.
Rest in peace,
yo.
For
real.
Oh, word. And Jesse Spano.
That's my shit. Yo, she's the baddest. I'm sorry, Jesse.
That's how I know you a perv, because she only naked like it for 45 seconds in the whole movie.
Jesse Spano is the hottest one, yo. Fuck that.
Kelly fucking Kapowski after Saved by the Bell. When she went to 90210 and she got thick as hell.
Kapowski was bad, though. She was bad back then. Topanga was another one, too. I like Topanga.
Shout out to her.
Topanga was bad, too.
And the Noxzema girl with the curly hair.
What's her name from Fresh Prince? Ashley. She was bad. Yeah, I was in love with her back in the day. Cut that out.
Cut all that. Edit all that out. Wifey can't hear none of that.
Fuck that.
Nah, yeah, but my first two projects is, like, in no particular order, though, is definitely I've been heavy on this cat for mad long. RJ Payne, bro. I love this dude.
Which one, the Barbershop?
Barbershop shit. No, I'm sorry. My Life is a Movie. One and
all
two.
Right, all right.
I like those two. Those are my.
Weren't you working on getting the brother up here? Huh? RJ Payne, I feel like
I was trying to, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to RJ Payne.
Please.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know him like that, but he always like conversates with me and shit when I talk with him.
Yeah, me too, yeah. Me too on Twitter, yeah.
Hey, worth a try. Yeah, he's in Philly, bro. He's only 2 hours away.
Yeah, no, but shout
and yo, if worst comes to worst, we'll go to Philly, bro.
Yeah, nah.
Portable. Like, he comes here, he's gonna think he's in Philly anyway. You know,
he's gonna be like, that's crazy, right?
Like, Jersey look like Philly.
You know,
like, he like, paint too?
No, he gotta pack the shit up and bring it.
Dale, vamos.
Nah, but shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brother RJ Payne, bro. Like, that My Life is a Movie shit. I like it because it's like he explained it, man. It's just a regular dude doing regular shit, like a regular rap dude. Like, he's not Jigga. You know, he's not Nas. Yeah. But he's getting
relatable, bro. You gotta be relatable.
No.
He's but that good to get that.
He's that nice where he's living off his craft.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Off the real
but still relatable to
yeah, like, he's person. Still living a regular life. Like, he's dope, yo. Like, I fuck with this dude, yo. Like, and he talks about grown man
me.
Shit.
Yeah,
let me ask y'all something.
Barbershop is on my Barbershop is
it's
my
only
number
like,
one.
Like a 17-minute album.
Yeah.
But it's like 17
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, nah. Barbershop
door.
Is
like,
my number
what
one.
What'd he say?
Barbershop is my number one. Yeah.
Do y'all brothers know what the RJ stands for?
No.
It's most.
It's a good fucking question. I don't know why I never thought about that.
I really never bothered to check, but that's my guy. RJ, like, I fuck with him.
Yo, Payne.
Ronald Jr.
Every time
what
he says
doing?
Pain.
Yeah, no, that's
pain
my shit,
like,
though.
Yo,
that's
fight,
my shit.
Every
yo,
time
that's
he
my
says
shit.
Pain,
yeah,
I'm like, yo,
nah.
We want to fucking fight.
Like, and that's what I like about the first two installments of My Life is a Movie 1 and My Life is a Movie
and
2.
And those were this year drops?
Nah, that was last year, though.
No,
my
no, that was
movie
this year.
Was last year, though.
No, it was this year.
The one with Sue Bangs?
Both of them were this year.
Oh,
one
so
and two.
So he's had
year.
A busy year.
Yeah, no, right, absolutely, 100%. He's had a busy
life
year.
Is a movie, right?
Shout out to the brother RJ Payne. Shout out to Philly, man. Again, Philly, please, for the love of the Lord, man, put the guns down.
Yo, we
my
went
brothers.
To Philly and it was dope, yo. Like, we had a good time in Philly, man. I went down there as a 49er fan and I got
yeah, but you
love.
Went to a football game and went home, nigga. I'm talking about niggas that is in Philly
nah,
on the
nah,
block
nah,
every
nah,
day.
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of deaths occurring in Philly. Young kids dying, please. Try to chill out,
yeah,
man.
Life
it ain't
is a
worth
movie
it,
was 2022. Part of the first one, part two.
Okay,
was this
so part
year,
two
yeah.
was this year.
Yeah,
but that all shit right. was.
So RJ Payne and who else you got?
I got Lord Sko.
I've never heard of
the
dude from
kid,
Brooklyn.
He looks white though.
He's a white
nah,
dude.
He's from Spanish Harlem. Nigga.
Yeah,
from,
with the long hair and shit.
Yeah, no, he's from he's from Heights.
Huh?
Heights.
Yeah, from the Heights.
Yeah, his album he dedicated to Big L, the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, he's dope. I ain't gonna lie.
United Palace was the album. That's
yeah,
one of my
like
favorite albums of the
just
year.
Like the fucking
Lord Sko? Oh, Lord Sko!
Yeah, he looks like a Blanquito.
S-K-O.
He looks like a Blanquito.
Oh,
yeah.
It is Sko.
Yeah. S-K-O.
It is Sko.
Lord Sko.
Oh, I thought it was Lord Sko.
No,
not
Lord
Sko.
Oh, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I started following him.
He looks like a Blanquito.
He smoked mad cigarettes.
Yeah, he's a Newport guy.
Nah, he's nice. He's nice.
Yeah, no, he's definitely dope.
He's super nice. I fuck with him. I fuck with his whole style. I fuck with his whole aesthetic. Like, yo, you ain't gotta be like fucking dripped,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, he's very could,
yeah.
He dresses the way I dressed when I was like 12. Like, give a fuck. That's what I love though.
But I
love
it.
He
though.
Was nice.
He
nice.
Don't give a fuck, but he's nasty with it. With the pen.
Yeah. United
but
Palace.
I'm not gonna lie. Lord Sko, let me pick your beats on the next album. That's all I care about.
Even though, no. United Palace was dope though.
It was alright to me. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't like fuck with it like that because of the beats. And
have
I,
you
I
ever
think he needed better beats.
Have you ever gotten to actually participate like in the creating of an album or something?
I wish. No? I just don't know how to make beats and do shit, but I
but you can A&R it.
I can make it. Yeah, I feel like I can like put them in place.
Right.
Yeah. And, like the beats and songs. Or not this beat. Use this one. I guarantee I'll make
or like
a fucking
arranging
album.
Beats? Like arranging music? What do you mean arranging? Arranging. Like,
arranging.
Oh,
like putting
arranging.
It in
arranging.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, arranging.
My bad.
Rage!
Angry ass music.
No, yeah. I feel like I'll do that perfect. Yeah. Like, I could fucking break an album down into the beats and, like, the beat and, like, a start to finish. A
do you know?
Like,
oh, yeah, you know rapper.
I feel like I could
yo,
do that.
Yo, YP, my bro, I love you. Let Max sequence your next album.
Big facts.
Yeah, why not?
Hector,
fuck you got to lose, bro?
Yo, he picked good beats, too.
He did.
He picked good beats, too.
He did.
See, that's me. To me,
he's in my honorable mentions.
To get mentioned forever, you need good beats, though.
Yeah.
Hector is in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, Hector's a great album. We all know. Yeah. Lie. It's a dope album.
Hell yeah.
Especially if you know him, you feel it more.
Right.
Because you know what he went through and been through it. Like, it's like, oh, I remember when this nigga got killed. when they went against the rivals' party. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I remember all this shit. Like, I'm like, man.
And I'm just going off for albums that I listen to the most.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As
and
it should be.
Even on vacation. I remember when I was on vacation. You know what I listened to the most? Crisis at Red Live.
Ah, it's a good album.
Yo, I like
too,
that album, bro.
Yo,
and we on that fucking album, ain't we?
What, one of yes, the intros we are. Or something like talking?
Is it Crisis in Red Imp or is it we on one
yeah,
of them
yeah,
albums?
Yeah, we on one of the albums. I know.
It might
yeah,
be 2-3
yeah,
Zone,
yeah,
but we
yeah,
on one of them shits. So
no,
it's
not
2-3
Zone. It's not 2-3 Zone because that's on my list.
It might be we on one of them albums. Godcast is on one of them.
Yeah, we are. We are. We are.
So
we
shout out to the brother
yeah,
Crisis.
Shout out to Crisis. Yeah. Crisis.
And
that's
the brother
Messon
put us on an album too. Shout
Crisis, not only is he one of the illest producers, not only on the box, but just period.
That's what I like.
But he
I
can
like the
spit.
Darkness and beats.
The,
yeah,
the brother can spit, yo.
He can
like,
spit too.
Yo, you gotta yeah, listen yeah, to him spit.
And again,
yo,
above all else,
and
that's
one
a good
of my
bro,
favorite things. Yo, you hear the rolling drums, you know Crisis is on the beats.
Yes, sir.
You hear the rolling drums, that's
beats
Crisis
need
on
drums
the beats.
To me, man. The beats need
I
drums
agree.
To me, man.
I agree. Except,
I mean, there is beats without drums, and I'm like, yo, that shit hard. Like it's
SummerSlam.
But you throw a drum in there, it's better.
Nah,
you throw a drum in there.
Like I said, you hear them rolling drums, you know Crisis.
Crisis
is
nasty, man. I remember yeah, when I first started hearing them.
Beast.
And then I remember like a year after you guys had him on a show. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He's bugged
yeah,
out. And yo,
nah,
I,
that's
I
a
saw
good
that
brother,
you guys had Thought Provoker on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just I found out about this guy like a year ago. Yeah. And you know, he had this tape, CD or whatever album, something tape or whatever. I was like, yo, this nigga's nice.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, whatever. I did a little homework. And then he dropped an EP this year.
Yep.
I forgot what the name of it was.
Poetry in Motion.
Emotion. There we go. Yes. Poetry in Motion too. But to me, it wasn't as good as that one album I heard, yeah, but it was still, you know, dope. Right? He's still new to me, so I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm, you know, I'm taking him in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool brother. Shout out Thought Provoker, man. Word.
And one of my other albums is the Flea Lord and Crisis album. I love the two. I listened to that on vacation.
That was 2-3 Zone, right?
2-3 Zone.
Yeah.
That shit was dope as fuck. What I love the most is Flea Lord's narration throughout the album.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? That's what I actually love the most. I mean, the
we're
songs
on that
were
on album, yo.
Huh?
I think we're on that album.
Oh, is that the one?
No, I don't know if we're on that album. No, I don't think it's that one. No.
I got them all, so which one you want?
Nah, because I trust me. I listen to that one a lot. We're not on that one. We're not on that one. Was that
the front? Regardless, we're on one of them so far.
Yeah, we are. We are. But definitely fucking 2-3 Zone by Price. And Flea Lord. Flea Lord is one of my favorite artists. I love
Flea Lord. I'm a big fan of, but I'm not going to lie. When you saturate your shit too much and you bring out like fucking 8 albums a year, it kind of gets already.
I
like,
get
right,
that.
Repetitive.
I get that. But
that's the only thing
his
I like,
his shit is, you gotta understand, he's doing what the kids do
like,
is like, yo, you gotta flood
five,
the market.
Six, seven
I gotta
tracks,
stay on there. That way people see me.
Without a doubt, I ain't mad at it. I just, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna listen to it as much.
We're from
because
a
I feel
era,
like it's like,
yeah, no, no,
it's
no,
like
no, I get it.
Shit,
I get it.
Like
yeah,
over and over. It's like, alright, cool.
We're from a
like,
different era.
Like, I fucks with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even like, it ain't a diss or nothing. Like, I fucks with him. With Flea Lord. I've been, man, I got a picture with Flea Lord before niggas knew who the fuck he was when they had the show in Manhattan.
Nice.
Niggas was like, yo, who's that? I was like, that's Flea Lord. You'll hear about him in a couple of years and look now.
Yeah,
boom, boom, they're hearing about him. You know what I'm saying? So,
I do believe Flea Lord and Crisis have a compilation coming out east to west.
And
it
they
is
had
not already,
already
out.
Came
it came
out.
Came
yeah,
already?
And also shout to Blood on the Money, Blood on the Bills by Christ. Christ and UFO Thieve.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
that was this year as well. That's one
right,
of my favorite joints.
Familiar.
Yo, Christ,
nice
Christ is
too,
a, like I said, you hear them rolling
and
drums.
And he had the Cortez projects this year.
And he had
right,
the Cortez projects.
Was good too.
So shout out to Christ. That's one of my favorite producers for the year. Like, he really put in work.
He's killing it.
Like, he really, really put in work. And, like, it's funny because Flea Lord says it on the 2-3 Zone. He's like, yo, this brother, everybody that he said he wanted to work with is who he worked with.
Yeah. That's the fucking
that's
song
yeah,
we are.
I know. He must have heard that, but he
you
actually
guys are never
going to
find out which album it is.
No, no, but that is also on the album. That, what we said, is also on
oh,
the
okay,
album.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Both. We on there 2 times.
Shout out to all them brothers, man. Well, shout out to Christ, all them albums. Shout out to all these artists. Shout out to everybody
big
who got
shout
busy.
Shout out to my brother, Timeless.
Shout
brother,
out to Sammy. All
right. Go get his fucking clothes,
yes,
man.
Yes, please. At Timeless underscore product. Follow him.
Yo, I'm on the new drop. I got to get the
day,
newest
baby,
shit.
Follow at Max Low Hip Hop. Follow
man,
at The Real underscore BSOP on Twitter. Follow
Twitter,
at Money
underscore.
Yo, Twitter's the best.
Twitter,
bro.
I don't got TikTok. I
no,
got
Twitter's the best.
Twitter, yeah, I don't have none of that, bro.
Yo,
Twitter's
you'll find artists and music.
Yeah, yeah, Twitter,
everybody.
Twitter, like.
Yeah, yeah, I got to get one.
Twitter's the shit. Twitter's
and,
my
and
favorite.
I'll be honest, yo, Twitter's not what it used to be.
I don't know what it was.
Twitter
so,
was.
Well, Twitter was the Wild Wild West, bro.
Yeah.
Twitter, you could get Bucky and really give your opinion and shit on niggas. You fucking suck.
Now they fucking suspend you and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now they suck.
They suspended me mad times on Facebook and shit for saying shit. I'm like, yo, bro, now you're out of freedom of speech. Like, what's up?
Now it's just so.
You know, but God forbid I say something about Transformers and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Then I get fucking in trouble.
It's my favorite cartoon.
Flagged. What do you know what I'm talking about?
It's my favorite cartoon. You ain't fuck with Transformers?
We know what you meant.
Perverto de mierda.
Correct. Look at my top five. If that don't tell you something, nah. And on that note, do remember, chin up, chest out, carry yourself with honor, carry yourself with pride. The Great American Hip Hop Debate Podcast, and we out. I'm not going to play a love song of the week.
The world.
Because I got Max Lowe here, and I can't be too soft.
Nah.
We'll be back, though. Shout out to all the listeners, man. We out.